The words of F.H. Bader impress me more and more the more I think about them, that in the scriptures we have an unbroken chronology. And I'm going to verify this with you today by, for one thing, showing you the genealogy of Christ, that it's traced back to Adam, and it's done so in Luke chapter 3 and 4, which is the beginning of our Lord's ministry, which I now believe to be the coming of the governor. It is the fulfillment of the 483 years. And that year would be 28 AD. And the kingdom comes according to the 6,000 years from Adam in 2028 AD, exactly 2,000 years. This has been forwarded by more than one, not only by Bader, but by others that I will be acquainting you with. And I'm going to read Luke chapter 3 and 4. Ernest Martin was one of them, who also independently derived the year 2028. And the 7,000-year plan of God has been known from the first century. I'm also going to acquaint you with those sources. And again, I say to you, the reason that every single date setter has been wrong is because no one has been 6,000 years from Adam until now. Now here come the scoffers that say, how do you know that you're right? The scoffers. The scoffers say this, according to 2 Peter, that everything has gone on like it has from the beginning. Since the fathers were put to repose, nothing has ever happened, and things are going to continue as they always have. These are the scoffers. These are the ones who don't realize that it is God himself who sets out to acquaint his friends with what he's doing. Talk about everything happening at once in Luke chapter 3 and 4. This is huge. This is the baptism of Christ. Well, first of all, this is his temptation in the wilderness by Satan to derail him, to stop him. This is his baptism in the Jordan River. This is the announcement of God. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. This is the genealogy tracing him from Adam, tracing his genealogy to Adam. And he is the last Adam. And he came exactly 4,000 years from Adam. 4,000 years. Four watches of the night. Because 1,000 years to God is as a watch in the night. It's as one day. It's also as a watch in the night. Psalm 90, verse 4. There were four watches to the night. There have been 4,000 years exactly from the first Adam to the last Adam. And it's as if the last Adam also came out of the soil. He came out of anonymity. He came out of being the son of Joseph in Nazareth. And strangely enough, as soon as he's announced publicly, he goes to Nazareth. After he's been announced, tracing his genealogy to Adam. To Adam. Significant? Yeah, just a little. And then he goes into Nazareth and unfurls the scroll, as I'm going to read you. All this happens, I believe, in the year 28. It is 3.5 years from his death. It must be October of 28 because he was crucified in spring of 32. October 28, October 29, October 30, October 31. 6 months later, it's the Passover of 32 when he's killed. He has a 3.5 year ministry. As probably Adam had 3.5 years in the garden before being expelled, before coming into death. And Christ has 3.5 years before coming into death, and yet he conquers death. Adam enters death and brings the race into death. Christ, through his death, conquers death in 28, 4,000 years from Adam. It's interesting, I was reading some of Ernest Martin at askelm.com. It might be .org. Check it out, askelm. It's either .com or .org. He says that every Sabbath is preceded by six. No matter what Sabbath you look at. If you look at the weekly Sabbath, if you look at the sabbatical year, it's followed by 6 years of working and doing your crops, and then you rest your crops the seventh year. Whether it's a day, it's followed by 6 days. The day of creation is preceded by the day of the creation of Adam. The day of the rest of God, the Sabbath of God in the week, when God rested after six literal days of working, were preceded by 6 days of working. The seventh is preceded by six, always, whether it's a day or year or a series of years. The sabbatical year is preceded by 6 years, 6 years of work, of planting your crops. Paul mentions a Sabbath rest for the people of God, as I reviewed for you last week or whenever in Hebrews. The Sabbath millennium is therefore preceded by six millennium. Sabbath millennium preceded by six millennium. Every Sabbath is preceded by some kind of six, because the cycle is seven and the ratio is 6 to 1. Luke chapter 3. And this is significant because look how it starts. In the 15th year of the government of Tiberius Caesar, interesting. I mentioned an unbroken chronology, didn't I? I mentioned God all along the way giving time helps, giving facts, giving not clues, but facts. I'll stay with that. This is such a significant time in the Lord's life. It's the crisis between his and an enemy and his public ministry. That's a crisis. That's when you seal the deal. And this is a significant date because it's 4,000 years from Adam. I claim it to be also a jubilee year because of what Jesus announces. Could I be wrong about this? Yes. But if it is, then it's 2,000 years of jubilees, which is exactly 40 jubilees. We are now, I should say, 2028 would be 40 jubilee years from Christ's reading at the synagogue in Nazareth at the beginning of his ministry, how he was set to proclaim liberation and freedom, a restoration to Israel and those individuals in Israel. Sounds like the jubilee to me. 40 jubilees. 40 times 50 is 2,000. 40 is the number of trial and the number of testing. Jesus was in the wilderness right before this for 40 days and 40 nights. It rained in the days of Noah for 40 days. 40 nights, 40. It's the number of trial and testing. We'll look into that number before we're done here from Dr. Bullinger's book. I'm drawing on great men, on great scholars. And then I'm adding my perspective on it to you. I'm modernizing it. I'm doing this as a person in this era who is facing these things. Ernest Martin set these things forth in 1988. It's tempting that when you're in a day, you want to make it close. You want to make the return of Christ close to you so that, oh, yes, I'll just come up with a system that makes it happen in 5 years. Well, at that time, Dr. Martin was 30 years removed. It says 2028. 40 years removed, I don't know. I can't do math. But I can follow other people who do math. I certainly can't do math live on the air here as I'm talking to you. But talk about not being in your era. People saw this in the first century. They realized at that time that it was 2,000 years away. And so they died, like many in Israel, having not received the promises and knowing they would not receive the promises. That's tough. If we had to face that music, we would face that music. If we found evidence in our search here that, oh, it's supposed to be 3038, then we'd have to face that music. Guess what? We're all going to die. We're not going to be snatched away, probably. We still could be, because the snatching away is not pegged to an Israelite event until Paul does it in Romans 11:25. We would have to face that music. But let me ask you this. Are you brave enough, spiritual enough, dependent on God enough to face the music that this is the time? Can you face that music? Some might say it's tough to face the music to think it's 100 years away, 200 years away. I would die, people say, if I thought it was 200 years away. It doesn't matter. If it was, you would have to face that music. Many people face that music. Moses faced it when he could not enter into the promised land. Most of the generation of Israel came out of Egypt, could not enter the promised land, did not enter the promised land. They died strewn in the wilderness for a lack of faith. Let me ask you this. Do you have the faith for this to be the time? In the 15th year of the government of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, notice God is really telling you who's ruling and when, so that you can go back and say, oh, this was 28. This was aught 28. This was year 28. This was century 1, year 28. Philip, his brother, being tetrarch of the province of Iturea, and Trachonitis, and Licinius being tetrarch of Abilene, under Hannas and Caiaphas, the chief priests. A lot of preliminary information there. It's not window dressing. It's not there for the heck of it. It's not there for sport. It's not there because God's showing off that he happens to be politically astute. Under Hannas and Caiaphas, the chief priests, there came at that time a declaration of God to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he came into the entire country about the Jordan. John the Baptist did, heralding a baptism of repentance for the pardon of sins, as it is written in the scroll, the sayings of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one imploring in the wilderness, make ready the road of the Lord, straight be making the highway of him. Every ravine shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be straight, and the rough places into smooth roads, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. And we know the chief priests came to spy him out, to spy out these outrageous sayings. And I'm skipping ahead. He's heralding the Christ. Now it occurred, as all the people are baptized, I'm in verse 21, Luke chapter 3. At Jesus also being baptized and praying, heaven is opened. The Holy Spirit, watch this, because Holy Spirit is going to be extremely prominent in Luke chapters 3 and 4. I'm going into detail on this crisis between our Lord's anonymity and his public ministries, because this is year 28, I believe. And this is 4,000 years from Adam and 2,000 years from his second appearing in glory. And I say this, that his second appearance in glory is far greater, more to be heralded than his appearance in humiliation. And that if we see such a clear telling of God to Gabriel, to Daniel, of the years until that coming, are we to think that God will leave Israel bankrupt, or leave us bankrupt as to his second coming in glory? Or is there an unbroken chronology not only from the time of the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the governor, to now, but from the creation of Adam until now. Heaven is open and the Holy Spirit descends on him to bodily perception. People saw it as if a dove, and a voice came out of heaven saying, "Thou art my Son, the Beloved, in you I delight." And he, Jesus, when beginning, was about 30 years, when beginning. I'm reading from Scripture. Now Jesus, when beginning, was about 30 years old. This is also significant. A completed time, 3 times 10, a completed cycle, 30 years old, watershed, significant, screaming, everything screams here, significance. The time is put forward, 15th year of the governor of Tiberius, of the government of Tiberius Caesar, announcing all the people in charge in Jerusalem that year. Jesus Christ is 30 years old. The Holy Spirit descends on him bodily so that people standing around the Jordan River see it. A voice from heaven comes down saying, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased." And then in the very next verse, we list his genealogy, tracing him to Adam. You can't build a bigger billboard. You can't play a louder drum roll. You can't shine a bigger spotlight. And then what happens next is a precursor of what in our era will happen soon.